All right, it's 5 o'clock. We'll call a meeting to order. The board behind me.
He is.
Neil, call the roll.
Karen Ashford.
Here.
Corey Davenport.
Here.
Judy Jones.
Here.
Brad Brandon.
Here.
James Atkins. Absent.
Okay. Have we read the minutes for the last meeting?
Yes. I'm making a motion to approve those minutes.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We're going to let the sheriff go first, or whoever his representative is.
Slide presentation. It's short and sweet. It's 9 pages, 9 slides.
But I'm going to drop these off. These are to be looked at later, just some information to have. It's payrolls, or not payrolls, one of our salaries going from surrounding counties. There's one in there that probably got to do that has some counties that reach out a whole lot further than I would have been called. So just different numbers, different pays. We put this together. I know there was some discussion last budget meeting. We had asked for a dollar, and I think it was originally voted on. It was dropped back to 50 cents, and then some were totally against it because of the issue of payroll vehicles, just right accounts. So that's kind of how this got put together, and that's where we're coming from with it. So I'll buzz through it, but then we've got a lot to do. So we're just going to compare raises and how they affect different departments, compare ourselves to other surrounding counties, and discuss the declining interest in law enforcement. So we employ over 40 employees, and we are the largest employer for Canyon County government that comes out of the 101 fund. So out of county general, we are the largest chunk of that. So we kind of compared state averages to, I guess, a desk employee. Now, that's the best way to put it. But your average courthouse employee is about $16 an hour. The Tennessee average for that is $15.98. So we're toting right there with the state average. We increase 50 cents, it'll be higher than the average. So our corrections officer's pay is going up to where we're currently at 15. The $1.50 raise that we had asked for that I believe was approved is going to put us at $16.50, but we're still below the $18.88 average for the state for corrections officer. So, Coffee County pays their corrections officers 13% less than administrative assistant. DeKalb County pays their corrections officers 6% more. Warren County's 3% more. Rutherford County's 1% more. I want to compare us to EMS, and the reason I say that is their hours worked and a 50-cent raise to them versus a 50-cent raise for us equates a larger dollar amount for the year. So EMS, they have a lot of overtime built into it. The salary that we have done some comparisons on, $44,000 a year up to $55,000 a year for an EMS employee. They also get an extra $100 per pay period to pay for their insurance. Patrol deputy, $19 an hour, comes out to $42,484 a year. That's without any overtime, without any holiday pay. So overtime is not guaranteed, can only be worked when it's available. At this time, we have no step raises, so we can't pull from another county with somebody with more experience to pay them more. Every officer on patrol kind of pays the same, and no extra support is given to them for insurance. Just comparing other counties back to that, Coffee County pays patrol officer 34% more than administrative assistant. DeKalb is 12% more. Warren's 23% more, Rutherford's 25% more, and right now we're sitting at 18. So other than DeKalb County, we're below every other county around us for what we're paying in differences to deputies. That's just about officers dropping out. There's a huge decline in interest. Nobody wants to get law enforcement. People are done. Every county's short. We're short. But I want to make us shine whenever it comes to candidates looking at Canyon County and saying, you know what, they've got their stuff together. That's where we want to come work. They're continuing to fight for us. So that's why we're here. That's all I got on my presentation.
So has anybody got any questions for Jordan or Daryl or Zach?
You went over, or you sent us an email about the
Vehicles.
Vehicles, do you want to explain or?
Well, I just, they cannot take them two counties over, what Jordan and I talked about, they can only take them around the counties, which also called DeKalb and White County, they do the same thing. And they do not consider it a fringe benefit if it's for work purposes only. And I did go on the IRS website and from everything I could read on there, that's the case. I'm just missing something, but that is, other counties do, and Rutherford County also takes theirs to surrounding counties.
So as well.
I was questioning with one of the budget committee members about going out of county with vehicles. And I don't think the general public really realizes how much these vehicles are out of county on everyday stuff. Myself and Jordan went to two states out to pick up a sex offender. We are covered under insurance when we are in uniform and in a drug vehicle. I check within the cell phone. It don't matter where we go, if we take off and go to California and bring a person back, we're covered, it's under insurance. It's been questioned a couple of times, but I have transport officers that go from one end of the state to the other one on a regular basis. Two, three, four counties over every day to pick up. Every county around us, every sheriff's department in this state comes to us at some point to pick up a prisoner we call. We go to them to pick up prisoners that we have warrants of. And if we're lucky, we might get the U.S. Marshals to help us, but that's very far and few between. They'll help us more out-of-state stuff than they will in-state. But
we've got a patrol car in Georgia right now. They went to
Augusta,
Georgia, left out at 4 a.m.
We are covered under insurance.
I understand the complications. Budgets are tight, money's tight, fuel's going up. But we've got to fight to continue to keep employees.
If I've got employees, and this is the complaint I'm in now, this is the first time in 7 years I've had a full load of officers for more than 3 days at a time. I've got a full crew right now. But when they're coming three counties over, and passing up to a police department, a sheriff's department, each county to get to us to work here, we're doing something halfway right. And Canyon County's been the laughing stock of the police academy for the last 31 years I've been wearing a badge.
You used to just take your cars to a county line, though, right?
They can't go. They some it lives three counties over, but they can go just to the next county line.
Used to, correct. We only allowed them to take them to the county line.
At one time.
But whenever you allow them to carry them to the next county, you expand your reach for that employee.
You're gathering employees from other places that we couldn't reach before. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I know some people don't like it. I understand the concept, but I've been fighting a losing battle. I've sent 19 people, I think it's 19, 18 or 19 people to the academy since I've been sheriff. Do you know how much money that costs taxpayers to train an officer to leave to go to another department?
Well, $500,000 or $600,000, I think, wouldn't it?
Well, it's $20,000 plus per person.
Yeah. Total was $400 to $500, I think, is what we'd spent, was it not? I think it was around that.
Yeah, I did those numbers. Today.
How many deputies live inside the county then?
Living inside the county on patrol? Two? Three?
Yeah, two. Yeah. Two.
Chris Brown, Jackson Franks.
Inside the county.
If you want to extend it on
to the how many live outside the county?
Right. Ten. Yeah. So if we pull take home cars and don't get a raise,
I'm with
10 employees.
Rutherford County is looking 10 employees real quick.
Rutherford County is looking for 37 certified deputies right now.
Ronnie, do you have a question?
Well, a comment, and I'll take it for a question, because the question you just asked here was my question was how many officers are taking K-9 cars outside the county, so you're saying it's clean. Yes. I just was at the budget committee and the discussion, and Jonathan, our lawyer, was here. And I don't think there's ever a question that was raised that vehicles are not covered. And boy, it's always covered, like y'all said, you can be in California, you can be in Hawaii, you can be covered in Hawaii street. So that was not the question. The question dealt with the with on-call 24/7. And I think the consensus was that those are not on-call 24/7.
Subject to call, but they're not on-call.
Okay.
Who are on-call are owed $2 an hour.
Yeah, and I think that's where the insurance question came into play. If they're not on-call, it's personal. Is that being ran by the insurance company to be verified by a personal?
They're not allowed to use those vehicles except to and from work.
Okay, so.
I will prosecute them, and they know it is that happens. You can't use it for personal gain.
Okay, and Darrell, I hear you on that, and I'm sure you're correct. I just, in my mind, a question mark, and I don't know how to answer. Maybe Diane or someone has done the research to know the answer on that. But once that officer gets in the vehicle at their house and is on the road driving in another county, mm-hmm. coming into Cannon County, are they on duty or not on duty?
They're on duty.
Okay, so when they leave their house, they're on duty.
They're not getting paid, if that's where you're going.
Well, that's my next point, are they getting paid? So if they're not getting paid, they're not on duty from y'all stats.
Their time don't start till their shift starts, unless they're called in.
Okay.
Well, if they're called in, we have
like
to pay.
There's an emergency.
Yes,
yeah, so if there's an emergency, they're coming. So another thing that it comes back to is, in the wintertime, obviously these patrol cars are not getting parked in the garage. They're sitting outside. So officer has to get out, start his car, thaw out his personal vehicle, then travel to the county line where his patrol cars parked and repeat the same process.
Yeah, I understand.
So in the wintertime you get that, if you have an emergency inside of the county, it's Brayville, and they're coming from Coffee County. They're going to have to come from Coffee County to the line in Brayville where they could cut through Coffee County and get to us faster.
Understood.
Or if they had to stay at the sheriff's office, they'd have to drive all the way to town, get in it, jump in and drive it over there.
And you know, I understand that. All deputies have a vehicle, that's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Jonathan just made a comment, and if I misspeak with y'all budget committee that was here, please correct me or clarify. I think he said Rutherford County did the study. I think he said of the visibility of a police car in the area or the house or wherever it was parked at, that it certainly had an effect in reducing crime in that immediate area of Rutherford County, being a Rutherford County sheriff's vehicle. But once it left the county, it did not have the same impact where it was parked or located on the visual plate that it did where it was identified from. I don't. And like I said, I think he said Rutherford County had to do the study, but don't.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, dear. So those were the things that was kicked around.
They did also say the county was liable.
If they're coming, traveling to and from, and they're in a wreck.
Well, it's just the same if I'm going to pick up. So we had
it's the same stuff.
Live in a cab that stop and pick up inmates in DeKalb County on the way in. Instead of us sending a patrol car from Cannon to DeKalb and back, we had one that came the other day from DeKalb up to White County picked one up, so we're not having to send them from Cannon to White and back.
So it's similar to a bus, a school bus that goes on field trip, or a school bus that the driver drives at home. I mean, is it not basically the same?
Well, the key, I apologize. The key, though, is Jordan has identified, if they're not in a paid status, then they're not in a work status. And again, I don't have answers on that. I just say that knowing that that is the distinction between your own duty versus not duty. And that vehicle's involved in an accident versus being on duty or not. If they're on duty, no questions are asked. So they picked up those prisoners in DeKalb or Warren or wherever. They're on duty.
They're on duty.
Do they not clock in when they get to the sheriff's department?
Yes.
They clock in.
Yes.
So they're actually not on duty until they clock in, unless they are transported.
Or there's an emergency.
They're on duty as soon as they enter the county and go 10A by dispatch. They're technically on duty at that point.
You're paying them from the county line?
Because we have access to, as soon as if they go 10A from the county line and then dispatch to a call, I have the ability to clock in immediately.
So they can go respond.
But when they're not on a call, though, they're not on duty until they get...
I mean, they can start going 10-8 from the county line, and we'll just start pulling 10-8 times from dispatch doing our payroll that way. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, if they have to be 10-8 when they're in the county, then we can start pulling in services and go across the county line and start getting paid.
Well, typically, they don't get paid until they get there anyway, unless they're on an emergency call.
Right.
So,
and it also cuts on your overtime. So whenever I'm coming into work as a patrol officer, Zach's on night shift, and they dispatch something out that's going to take a while, that's my call because I'm already in my car ready to go. So then, therefore, I'm not paying him overtime to sit there for 3 hours and figure it out. It's a common practice that's becoming more and more popular in law enforcement. All these other counties are doing it, so I feel that there's some type of legality and reasons behind it. I don't think that there's any issues for these larger counties that are doing it. And there's Rutherford County patrol cars in this county.
Yeah, I know there.
They're here. There's one county up in patrol cars.
There's several unmarked units in this county.
Can you tell me which ones those are?
Yeah, I mean, so they're driving home.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think it's so. The insurance, I think,
talk to you later.
Table, it's not going to take paid status versus not paid status. Other than that, the question, the IRS deal tax thing was brought up, and it appears Diane has got some research on that that she feels comfortable with. None of my business, but some of the finance department to be single point of that. But you're not going to get something right if you in case 10 years down the road, the low IRS comes not.
Okay, any more questions? No more questions? Y'all can go.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. I'll be later on the file charges.
That means somebody gets my telephone.
No, it means, see, but it means Jordan gets to move on up. Right there.
He'll take you out for your
No. I'm like Roddy there.
Y'all ready for the Board of Education?
Yes, ma'am, Chairman.
Okay.
Madam Chairman, good evening, and good evening to the Budget Committee, as well as those that are sitting here tonight, and all of the others, Commissioner Patton. So it's a pleasure to represent the Cannon County Board of Education and Cannon County Schools in submitting our budget for FY23 that's the first stop of the Budget Committee. First stop doesn't mean this has been the first time that we've looked at budget. This budget started to be looked at, as most of you well know. Started as soon as our other budget was done, we started on this budget. So the board has looked at this. We've had multiple meetings in regarding the budget. And I can go back to last year talking about the 1 cent that the commission gave us at the last second. And you actually put that penny to use on our non-certified staff or support staff. I don't like the word non-certified. These folks are professionals, and I like support staff a whole lot more than they're not something. These are people that are relevant within our school system that do great things with kids every single day. So we utilize that, the penny, exactly to place that exactly where it went, and that went to their salary. Additionally, we had more things that we did for our support staff. Many of those are here tonight to support additional funding. When I looked at the sheriff's budget a moment ago, or looked at the PowerPoint presentation, I saw salaries that were in excess of what our employees are making too. And we really would like them, particularly our support staff, to have living wages. We are responsible under the laws of the state of Tennessee to give minimum salaries to teachers. So Teacher salaries will be going up. State Board of Education voted on that tomorrow. And I've already been told $40,000 will be the minimum salary of teachers in Tennessee. So, and you can look at the equity difference of the starting salary of a Tennessee teacher just starting out. Of course, they've gone to school, got a bachelor's degree, minimally, and we have to go by what the state tells us to do there. Additionally, we have four of our five board members here this evening that would like to address you and address the topics that are relevant to you. You have in front of you a letter that was drafted by the chairman and talks about various things. If you've got, I hope everybody does have a copy of this, correct?
Yeah.
And then what we are doing. So I'm going to turn it over to Chairman Duggan and to the other board members who are would like to address you in regarding the FY23 budget. It's going to be a momentous year in FY23. Being momentous, we are going through with school closures of three schools, and we've been told by the commission multiple times to trim and trim and trim. And so we are trimming and have trimmed, and they've made some, I think, very, very difficult decisions starting in December on how to close three schools. I was telling, I was at a superintendent's gathering yesterday for Middle Tennessee superintendents, and I was telling my co-directors or fellow directors throughout the mid-state what we were doing, and they just said, God bless you, and our prayers are with you. Yeah, closing schools is not easy for anybody. And I'll let the chairman and our other members that are here to address you. I think this is a very good summary of why we're asking for what we're asking for. And that is to modernize. We've been restructuring and modernizing Cannon County schools. And we've talked about that multiple times. I'm not going to bore you with that. I wish I could be. 17 minutes is how long I'm the sheriff. So I wish I could be 17 minutes, but I think he was here previously before. So any questions for me as director? I'd be glad to answer any question you possibly have to help you, to get you to understand why we have done the way that we have done it in the budget this time. So at this time, I'll turn it over to Chairman Jennifer Duggan.
I gave everybody one of these. I learned a lot last year when we went in front of the commission. We just went in there and asked for money. We didn't tell you what we were going to do with it. We didn't know what we were going to do with it. We just knew we needed it. But since then, I've learned a whole lot. And one thing I learned is it's better if we give you an explanation of what we plan to do with it. One of the things that was asked of us last year was we need you. The commission told us we need you to meet us in the middle. Well, I feel as the board, we have went way past the middle. We have cut everything that we could possibly cut and still be able to educate these children. I don't know if you guys have any other questions for us. I put everything in here that I could think of, including the tentative pay scale that we're trying to do. Last year, we were able to put our janitors on a pay scale, our custodians. I like that word better. Our custodians on somewhat of a pay scale. And we know we can't do everybody at one time. So we thought if we could do one group at a time, that's how we could do it. Because we can't fix 30 years' problems in one budget. We just can't. So this pay scale right here that you can see, you can barely read that though, is the group that this is the support staff. We would like to be able to put them on a much-needed pay scale because right now there's not one. One secretary at the high school might get hired at 11:25, but then somebody at Woodbury Grammar might do the same job and get hired at 10:25. There's no rhyme or reason to why because there's not a pay scale anywhere. So our goal was to try to get them on some sort of pay scale to make everything right. And then we put, obviously, the tax comparison chart in there, and you can see we've done nothing but go down from what we started with getting from the commission to what we get now. Do y'all have any questions for me? I know it's a lot to read, but it's got it. I'll print it out if you did this home.
How many teachers did you have this year?
166.
How many do you have in next year?
152. We closed three schools, but we technically only closed three buildings because we created a middle school. So we only lost positions in two schools.
So how much are we saving in closing three schools? Because I believe we were told $750,000 per school.
I cannot answer that because the schools are still on our property, and that's why I put eventually we'll have savings. Until we do something with that property and make money, we had 166 teachers last year. We have 152 this year. Look at that other Cooper girl you have here. We had, how many retired?
The retirements so far, 11, and that is as of yesterday, have retired either teachers or either assistant principals, teachers that have retired within this school year, and I'm continuing to get things every single day. We've had of those individuals, we've had several resignations to 12 resignations in that time also.
And as far as savings, I don't know that we'll even be able to give you a number of savings until next year, because technically all those buildings are still open and they're still being used. We're going to have to pay utilities and yard mowing and everything on them until we decide what we're going to do with them. As of right now, we're hoping that TCAT is going to go ahead and move forward with leasing ESOP. That's the plan.
What was the number of teachers we'll be having this year?
152.
166 last year.
What's the number of other certified staff last year, or this year, or next year?
Yeah. We didn't break that down on other certified staff. We just broke it down to certified. If you're certified, meaning you have a degree. We have 7 principals, 3 assistant principals currently, 5 central office, including the director, and 4 supervisors that are certified. One of those, and then another additional one under ESSER. We have 11 teachers that are on the federal program with 1 supervisor there in that program, and they've lost 2 teachers, and we still have 1 supervisor there, so it's 8 under them. So when you're looking at all of those combined, the federal plus the certified, we get that amount.
So only 14 teachers less this coming year than what we've had this year?
That's correct, 14 teachers less.
2 schools worth of teachers.
How many new positions have been created?
Drama, band, that was it. And then a principal for the middle school.
And the ESSER funding has created 2 learning loss coaches through ESSER funding. That will run out in 2024. That's when that will run out on the ESSER funding.
But you hired somebody for your HVAC? Right.
That is scheduled to do so for HVAC. Hopefully that person is going to do that. And we also...
Is that not a new position?
That's not a new position. The additional supervisor there went to a custodial position. So that is not a new position, although the salary will get up because going with the salary we've had to... The HVAC industry is very, very competitive.
And what's that starting salary going to be?
So we're neighborhood of $60,000. Get a certified HVAC person with experiences.
Derek, 12 months, right?
Derek, you might want to speak on that.
I mean, you're about right. I mean, you're...
And did you not, is there not another one, somebody who's closing the schools and being on
this?
The facility supervisor that's taking the maintenance supervisor's position.
And her salary is what?
Probably in the neighborhood of the same amount. What the board is desired to be.
So we're starting 2 new people at $60,000 or in the neighborhood, and we got people right here at $9 an hour.
That's the board to answer, can answer that.
Yeah, but you've also got them to be able to take care of these buildings for the people working also, and keep them up and running, and keep your children warm and cold, and your children safe here in storms.
Well, these people are trying to keep our children safe too.
You've got to have a building for these kids in. If these kids get hurt, it's on us.
I drive a school bus, so I don't know exactly.
Well, so you know, I mean, you're not going to get a ratty school bus if you got a cheap mechanic.
So the 3 positions was band?
Band and drama, and then we have an assistant principal and principal.
That's right.
Anybody else got any questions?
And half of drama is paid by the Art Center. They're going to help us with that.
This list right here, this is...
That's a tentative pay scale that we would like to put the support staff on.
Okay. The 1% and 2% increase, is that what, I mean, is that what y'all were looking at?
Yes.
Do you have a total for what that would, for, how many employees would that affect?
Well, we don't know. Well, I think we're going to have 42 next year, but that's not everybody on here. That's more than what's on here. I can get that for you.
So that's part of the 31 cent the increase they're asking for. Yeah, I know, but I mean, for how many employees though? And what would be the total?
Your estimation.
Price.
Estimation on that. We had 48 school level, 42 this time. 10 district level, 10 next time. On support staff, do support staff from the federal side, 16 and 16, you don't want to lose those. Those remain in special education individuals who are educational assistants for them. 2 district level there on the federal food service. Saw some substantial cuts there. Went from 21 support staff on food service down to 14 with 1 district level person.
If I remember correctly.
And these are estimations, folks. We'll have the other figures working on those.
When was in that budget or workshop the other night, I think there was a figure around 500-something thousand. I think if we give everybody all at the same time.
Yes.
Everybody, the support staff.
Support staff, but that also includes the support staff at Central. What Douglas figured in was the support staff at Central Office as well that do not have degrees.
Okay.
And how many would that be?
Is this 42?
Oh, you're talking about how many Central Office?
How many Central Office?
3.
You're looking at a HR person, the executive assistant, and food service that works with food service there, and transportation, who also does transportation ESP, as well as the intake and doing the data person.
So $500,000
wasn't
this pay scale?
No.
It was a different pay scale. We changed the pay scale.
Proposed pay scale with...
That's getting everybody like it.
3%.
Yeah, 3%.
That's some substantial...
So this doesn't reflect the
$500,000? No. No, we cut it way down.
I don't know what the exact number is, but I know on specifically food service, because I asked about this today, if we went with this pay scale, it would cost her about $22,000 extra, which can be absorbed into her budget, which is a grant, so, or it's something else. Well, we don't pay for that.
Let me say, first of all, I think this has been long overdue, and I'm not saying it's y'all's fault for not getting it any sooner, because Diane, tell you, and Karen, too, I fought for this same kind of thing for the county employees, God, for the last 10 years. And it took till last year before we finally got this done. And that was long before I even became a commissioner. And to be honest with you, as much as I love the idea of a pay scale, this is too low.
It is.
Other than I look at it from the standpoint of the same deal that we went through with them guys last year in the county. I mean, we're paying people less than McDonald's.
Well, the courthouse raises were slapping their face.
Well,
yeah. It is what it is. It was the police departments too, or sheriff's departments. That's slapping their face. Those people at the courthouse don't have degrees either. They do.
That's true.
They're just like them. But, and they're making $15 an hour.
I get it, but you're talking about a whole lot less people, and you're also talking about a lot of them handle, I mean, the kids are the most important thing, obviously. So that's why I say it's too low. I'm gonna fight for them. I'm going to be at the devil's advocate. They're handling thousands, and if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're also dealing with court cases and things that are keeping people out of trouble and in trouble. So they deserve it just as much as anybody else. But I think y'all deserve, all of you deserve, to be paid the same way that the rest of them are.
Ours are handling children, which...
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's even more important. Yeah. And so I don't disagree with that at all.
The other people wouldn't exist if it wasn't for these people.
You're right. I've always said that our EMTs, our sheriffs, and our teachers, all three, should be the highest paid things we have in the county. But
if you ask our teachers, they'll tell you they can't do their jobs without these people.
I get it. And I'm not pandering to y'all, so I don't want this to be that way. I don't want it to seem that way. I'm saying this because it's true.
But, you know, if y'all could come and just spend one day with us eight, and in our rooms, you would see what we do in the day. You would see how many times I have to clean babies up that don't know how to go to the bathroom. That's 10, 11, 12 years old. Is anybody else going to do that job?
No, and that's what we talked about the other night. If we don't fix this, when y'all or any of you decide to leave, if you do decide to leave, you're never going to be able to rehire the same people to fill those positions in the same amount of money because they're not going to work for this.
And we've already encountered that.
We've already positioned
these
people
are loyal
here.
Individuals.
These people are like the rest of us.
And we
they work here because they love Kenny.
Well, and
that's it.
That's what we talked about with Joyce and Julie. And
some of your
we're penalizing
saves
people.
You money because we sub in the classroom because you don't have subs to run the classroom when the teachers aren't there.
Well, and we're penalizing people. We're penalizing people that want to stay within the county, and I don't understand that. But that is more of y'all. Y'all got to figure that out in the sense of how you set this pay scale up. That's not.
We're trying.
I know, and I applaud you for doing that. I'm thrilled to death that you.
I mean, you saw it.
Hey, 10 years trying to get that, and then we got it last year. So I understand the complexity of it, and also.
I'd like to say. I am a bus driver. I've been driving for 32 years. But I have worked in the cafeteria. I have worked as an aide. I have substituted. I've been in every one of your shoes. I know. And I agree, y'all don't get paid enough.
Thank you.
Ms. Hannah, can I add something?
Yes.
Somebody mentioned slapping the face. And I'll kind of speak for some of my co-committee members who are on the support staff committee. We came up with 3%, but what really got on was when the janitors got that $11.25.
Yes.
Let me give you an example. My secretary, she's been with me a year, making $9.25, top notch. We give him the custodian coming in at $11.25. He's not touching the budget. He's not paying the bills. He's not doing the auditor. Of course, I left her. She lost her to the new bank, right? But look on that pay scale. How long will it take her to get to $11.25? It's about year 12. So you're right, Mr.
Davenport.
We got a long way to go.
You do, and that's. I wish I had the magic money wand that I could wave and solve the problem, but I don't. And I hate that you're even having to do it by pieces, because that's just going to prolong the people that are not in part of that.
But that's all we can do.
I know. The other way is to just. Take the lump sum all at once and take that hit, but we can't afford to
take
that.
When we were asked, well, why did the custodians get a raise? Because someone came to the board, we were all new, and said, do you realize what your custodians are making? And no.
We had
someone advocating for them, so that made us dig into it.
Well, that's true. And then, but we didn't know this then. Y'all didn't know this then. When did you get this pace, this amount?
Julie,
was it this year?
They put a committee together for the support staff to help us, and they came up with a 3%, and she fixed it where we could play with it. And so we went to this thinking this, because we knew 3% would never go.
All right, I'll shut up.
And there's no way the school board can afford $11.25 across the board.
No.
Is that the top out amount above the black line, or
for year 9? The below is legacy pay.
Yeah, what
for
is
people that have been 10 years and longer, then they get it goes to 2%.
Okay.
Sorry, I printed those at last minute because I forgot to add them to my packet.
We did not much more than what we make
now. So. No, it's not. Oh, and let me add. The support staff, when school's out on spring break, Christmas break, fall break, they don't get paid.
Yeah, we don't get paid.
They don't get paid for those days.
No, we can't file unemployment either, we were told. Mm-hmm. So.
No sick days, no leave days.
Right, but when summer school comes around, you can't do it without us.
We can't do it anytime.
No, we can't do it anytime. We can't do it any day without both.
We don't work a 40-hour week. We're only allowed 7 hours a day. So.
And we found out a month ago that health insurance is going up by 6% for all of them.
Oh, really? Yeah, so that'll take the raise.
So the raise won't even cover our in our health coverage. So we're not going to be making anything. It won't even cover it.
Right.
Yeah, the bad part of it is, you've got Rutherford County, you've got Warren County, you've got Manchester, I can show emails that's begging for aid that's dedicated to their job.
And that has the certifications that we have.
Yeah, and I was going to say the same thing. I mean, when I look at what other counties around us are making, that's a, yeah, just like the sheriff. When they did that, you know, I look at that and see what others do. I have the same problem, you know, with EAs, that the job market right now is tough on all of us. So I commend our staff for sticking with us and even in the midst of all this, that they're loyal employees and deserve everything we can give them.
And last time I looked, our support staff was in the next lowest five of pay in Tennessee. Our director is what, the third from the lowest in the state of Tennessee.
Is the 31 cent increase, is that all salary?
No, that's not salary.
No, is that for the
entire 31 cents?
The entire 31 cents, is that for the salaries?
That's what we'd like to do with it, yes.
Is it just for support salary, support staff though?
This time, yes.
The 31 cents.
We need to get them on a pay scale and get them raises. Yes.
Correct, yes. All salaries.
I'll put this in my packet. The commission kind of gets a bad rap about what they contributed to the schools. This shows you what they contributed over the last 6 years. Like last year, for example, $917,000 more than what the state required. So
we know that. We realize that.
Yeah, I just want you to know they do try to do their part.
But we get beat up saying we're not supporting y'all, yeah. And that is not true.
And these people are looking at us taking, we're not wanting to give them money, right. And that's not true.
That's correct. That's what I'm saying. You're
it's
looking
like
at...
It's like I told Jordan this morning. I saw Jordan this morning before the bottle of school bus filling up. And he was giving me his fill, and I'm like, but we got to spread this money all over everywhere. It's not just...
Right.
It's not just you or just the sheriff's department. We got the whole county.
I think that y'all can fund his budget on the 69. I really think
it'll be okay. With the raises.
Mm-hmm. With still having money in capital outlay for whenever we've got to replace all of our
additions. Yeah, there you go.
No, you can't put, I'm talking about the addition, like you can't put $300.
No, we took that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but the Ranger was
whatever there. Douglas gave me in this budget here, I put it in my spreadsheet. Because he does it a little different than I do it. I always estimate the current year. So you're gonna pull in more revenue than he just shows the actual budget of last year. I show estimated numbers for this year. Now, yeah, you may dip in your fund balance a little bit next year, but I still think you could do it.
Do we know how much your penny's bringing in?
27,502.
27,502. So yeah, it's made 27,500. So we spend $2. That's pretty good. Yeah.
But okay, 69.5 cents is gonna let us do this. Corey even said. They deserve more than this. If we got more than 69.5, we could give them more than barely anything.
But the insurance is going to take.
So just so y'all know, when you look at this right here, if you want to look at that right there, you'll see from 2015 to 2022, and I thank you, Diane, for creating this. That top part, that county MOE, that is currently what we give the school board or the schools. It's $3,040,969. The state says we're only required to give $2,502,000. So your actual revenue, when you go down to the very bottom, is actually $3,360,812. And that includes things like sales tax, marriage license, all those different things. So we're actually giving your revenue versus your MOE is a positive $319,000. So at the end, that very bottom line, the total actual revenue versus the BEP, we're actually giving $858,812 more than we're required to give.
How much more do we surround the counties get?
To be honest with you, most of them, and Ronnie and the rest of them can correct me if I'm wrong, what typically happens, especially in Murfreesboro and different places like that, is if you, let's say you bring in $50,000 more in sales tax than you actually anticipated. What we've done is we've just let you have that. Like last year, you got that extra money, and we didn't, but...
Growth money.
But technically, the county commission could say, listen, you got $50,000 more in sales tax than is required, or than you anticipated, so we're going to take 2 cents from you, because that would equal the $50,000. But we don't do that. So we're actually... And I'm just trying to defend so that you understand, we're not trying to keep you from getting a raise at all. Because I know that was some of the questions that, you know, you had with me was, hey, we're being told we're not getting a raise because y'all don't know what the money is going toward or something to that effect. Some of that's probably true in the sense of we didn't know where all this is. Much better job this year.
Thank you.
Much, much better to say here's how we're going to spend it, because... You wouldn't run your own household that way without
it. We're growing, yes, we're learning. Yes.
And we are too.
I mean, so, and we've had a lot of meetings to learn this.
So over the last few years, I mean, you go back to 2015, we give 800,000 more, then 650,000, 642, 685, 700, 917,000 more than what we require. It doesn't mean, hey, we could give you $20 million and you could find a way to spend it. There's no doubt, because, I mean, there's enough, like you said, 69.5 cents will give you the raise, but... It still
but they're
going to
lose
more.
It because of their insurance.
Right, exactly.
Well, it was a bonus.
Yeah, it was a bonus. But after taxes, it was only $750. Yeah. And they were grateful for it. Every one of them were grateful for it.
Yeah,
because they did get it. They did get it right before Christmas.
And I don't think there was any intent on y'all's part or our part to just give it to the janitors. In the sense of, well, we were forgetting all y'all. Honestly and truly, I didn't know you made this amount of money until this year.
Right. Well, we didn't.
We don't make that amount of money.
No, I'm saying the $10, whatever. Yeah, that's the actual pay scale.
We couldn't give everybody, like the courthouse, all got raises. We can't do that, so we thought if we could pick one group at it, not because any group's better than the other one, we just have to go from the custodians were the smallest group, and then support staff, and then we can just work our way around trying to fix what's been broken for many, many years.
And I had a question about TISA. TISA did pass, according to the Commissioner of Education. We projected to get $1.4 million more from the state next year. Again, that's a projection, but then again, I look on other sites that are like Chalkby and some other sites that have our map, and we're still in the red. And Rutherford counties and Williamson counties are in the dark blue because they have more students than we do.
Well, our bean seems to be going up since the...
They're saying $1.4 million more than what we currently did this year. So I was...
So not the next 12 months, but starting July 1 next
year. Starting July 1 for FY24, we're projecting $1.4 million more now.
Whether that comes to effect with the numbers of how many children you have, and we've lost 325. And
we know you're going to lose some. We've lost some due to COVID. We were at 1917 before Whole Harmless. Whole Harmless was before COVID, and that's what we had that year. We had a jump, which was great, and we were moving forward, and then COVID hit. And then for whatever reason, we went down. We had more people leave during 2020, 2021, and this year we got some of those back. So right now, looking at the difference between where we were at Whole Harmless, we were at 1917 before everything began, and we stayed that number because legislature said you're going to get this number, and then we dropped that other year from to 1728, substantial loss, and then now we're back up to 1807. So that's a good thing, but still that's a hit of about $450,000 less that we get from the state. I shared my displeasure with our new state senator Shane Creeves today about that, and I've done it with Clark Boyd and others that Whole Harmless kept us going. But I'm not the only one. Our neighbor Warren County, for minus $450,000, they're getting cut $1.2 million out of their.
We got $438,000. Is that right?
What's that?
We got cut
$450,000.
All right. I have a question.
Is that right?
$438,000. And do we have any estimate on how many children we're losing?
We don't have an estimate on how many children we're going to lose next year.
No, there's no estimate on that, because we could have some
coming
start in next, you know, next month when they do. We don't know until we do our registration in August. Now, we do pre-K registration and kindergarten registration, and we're about 150 students. We average about 150 students per grade level. Some years more, some years less, but it averages out about 150 per grade level. And so we're expecting Kankakee Middle School to have 408, I think, right now. With that. But that's an estimate. We don't know until that. And if you do grow, then you get growth money. But if we're down, and then we still get growth, and we still don't get, we won't get those.
Kind of like the insurance.
Exactly. Yes.
All right, I got a question back on this pay schedule.
Yes.
You said we could do 69 and a half cents and do this. Okay, so this puts, I don't know what the percentage, it's a 2% raise. Well, it's one and it's a 1% and a 2% raise.
Yes.
All right, I guess my question is, so we can do it on 69 and a half cents. What can we do? I'd like to see the numbers that would offset the cost of the insurance.
Corey, I can email you this, and you can actually change the percentages in it yourself, and you can play with it, and you can see.
I don't think the insurance is going to, I don't think the employees are going to have to, their insurance is not going to go up. It's going to be the school board's insurance going up, right?
No.
Their share is not going up.
Douglas would have to answer that question of where does the 6.1%.
Because he's the one that told us it's going up.
Yeah, but I don't think the employees need it. I think
well, it comes out of our budget.
Yeah, it's
come out
of our budget.
Right. Out of the budget at some point.
But you're not going to give them a raise and then turn around and charge them 6% on their insurance. Okay. So you would still get the
2%. We would like to have rentals for 1 through 4 because none of those are 0 right now. And 5 years is a long time.
Okay, well, then that's my, that was going to be my next question.
We left it at 0 because we were trying to give something that we thought you guys would accept.
Well, based on this information that she's given us, if we can do it with the 69, can you go back in and plug the 1 through 4 and give the 2% raise there?
On the whole, and you mean leave the bottom part 2% also?
Well, if we can do it with the 69%, or 69 and a half cents, then we're pretty much guaranteeing you're going to get them that amount of raise. See what I'm saying? So if we can get the 1 through 4, it might be another half cent or something like that. I mean, does that make sense? It might go from 69 to 70.
I still have a question about the 69 and a half cents. Why is that so different than the numbers Douglas gave us?
Because, first of all, you know, the current year numbers are different because I estimate revenues and expenses are always lower than what you budget. So he's just got the budgeted numbers in. So,
but the actual numbers are going to be different.
The actual numbers are going to be divided every month. So that we have a better sense of how it's going to turn out.
Because I'm haunted by this. Like,
yes.
Every night I wake up and I'm like, how much money is still? So,
Amy, of course.
When y'all are considering this, I'd like you to consider that the majority of us are working two jobs, Darren.
Uh-huh.
You're working two jobs. Just to provide, and now I've become a breadwinner in my house because my husband's sick, and I guess I'd like to see us get something.
Well, I for one am thrilled to hear that we can do it for the 69 and a half cents.
Originally, this was given to us with 3% all the way down.
Right,
and there was also an additional one that was given to us that started at 11.25. Correct me when I'm wrong. And it had a 2% all the way down, which actually starting everyone at 11.25 cost us less money than starting everyone at 10.25 with the 3% rate, if I remember correctly.
Because Brandon County is getting started. So that's why we switched it back.
Yes, Brandon County's when he started 10.25 or 11.25, so that's why we went back.
Is it lower?
Yeah, it's about, it's more.
Yeah, you look at some of those Brandon counties, they start them.
About
10.25, I think, was probably the starting salary there.
And we want to keep them.
And we're at 962, and I've got 7 years.
Yeah, and I'm about the same, and I've got 8 years.
Yeah, inconsistencies are a big problem because there's no scale right
now. I know. Drives me crazy.
What they've done in the past, what boards have done in the past, I'm not going to blame other boards, what they've done in the past is just, somebody said, why is there a bit of salary scale? no one of them, no board would want to go in there to do that because of the expense it was going to be.
Incurred all at once, just like we did last year.
At one time, just like what happened to you guys.
Yes.
Other boards had deferred this instead of doing that. They've given raises, but it's been.
But the problem with that is, was the same problem we had, which was, when you have the turnover every 4 years, you're going to have a new group come in that's going to be making the exact same amount as somebody
yes,
that's been there 25 years, which drives
out.
Me insane. You've also got, you know, I don't know. I could go on. But
well, I asked right. when I first came on the board, I said, how do we decide what they make? Do we just draw it out of a hat and say, okay, you're going to be a secretary making 11. Oh, you're going to be a secretary making 10. Right. It should be listed on our website. So when you apply for a
correct.
Janitor position, you correct. Know what you're
that's
making.
That's correct. I agree 100%.
And it's not because we don't have that.
Right.
I mean, our pay
that's a good idea.
Yeah, yours is.
Yours are by law.
Yes.
By law.
Okay. Ronnie, you got a question?
Well, a comment, and I don't know if it helps or hurts, but those of you who've got your budget fund, if you go over to the second page and look at the revenue, that helps put some things in context of why you get by on 69.5 versus 99.5. If you look at your revenues of each year, your revenues are 17,127,272.
That's a great point.
That's the fiscal year you're in right now. Well, with a 99.5 cent raise.
No, 30 cents, 31.5 cents.
I'm sorry, 31 total is 99.5.
Ron, you said second page.
Yeah, it's the back one of the first page.
More numbers you're trying to find out.
All right, second page. Numbers above the break between revenues and expenditures.
17,127.
Yeah.
372.
If you look at this year's budget, your revenues above 17,127,372. But if you glance over to the last column, which is your proposed budget for 22-23, you notice your revenue is projected, and that includes a 31 cent property tax increase to support a 99.5 cent budget. It's only $17,285,14.
So you only raised $127,000.
Well, it's $157,642. So that's the reason why Diane in the finance office is saying, okay, guys, you raised $800-something in revenue tax-wise, but you're only netting $157,000. So in essence, your $69,000 comes back into play. They'll say the money's there. That may be hard to comprehend or understand because in your head you're running straight representing 31 cents produces $800,000, but then you're going to be jacked up $800,000.
Yeah. But it's yeah. not.
And the one explanation, of course, is 438, the state's reducing your funding. Okay? So you knock 438 off of the 800.
Right.
Well, in the other big category, which I won't be able to get, but anyway. The, dealing with the train energy thing, you had money there of revenue that came, that there's no revenue. That's line out of 40, 65, 30.
First
you got no revenue for the year. So that's another $400,000 lift. So with those things being said, whoever made the comment, well, no, why don't the numbers this versus that? It's a good comment, a good question. But it also comes back to this, what Diane is giving out, the board of it. Your budget committee has, and I have a copy of it. Where actually we're paying at MOE level, and you're getting more revenue off of property tax, sales tax, marriage license, beer tax, bank excise tax, penalties, interest, all those kind of things you add up. You're getting 400 plus thousand additional monies there that offset the shortfall. So I don't know if that makes any sense to you at all, but the first thing that I looked at your proposed budget and basically was equaling last year's revenue, then it makes sense with the 31 cent property tax increase, why you don't have a whole lot more money in your pot.
Yeah.
Because the BDP got cut and you lost the money on the train side or did lose it, there's no more money to go in fiscally for that type of
thing. And we will get some savings on the EES side, but we don't know what those projected savings are until that year occurs. We'll get some. I don't know how much we'll be better than what we get. But we're not expending as much.
I have a question. Because I'm not sure how long the two of you, three of you, have been on the commission. Do you have any idea why we started losing so much money? Why it got taken
over the years? Because you got BEP funding where you didn't have it
well,
in 1950.
Well,
No.
You didn't lose money.
2001.
Well, yeah, from 2001.
You didn't lose.
When the
reappraisal,
yes.
When the value of the penny went up,
a penny used to bring in 20,000, that brings in 27.
Okay.
So
we get punished?
No.
I mean, I'm asking.
You're still getting the same amount. You get reset. You can't actually increase. It's against the law to actually increase off of a reappraisal.
In 2018, we got 85 cents.
Correct. But 69 cents brings in the same amount as 85 brings in. So if we give you the 85, you'd be $2 million more than what you're required.
That kind of reappraisal
again. Yes. So like next, that's a great point, because next year when we do the reappraisal, your 69 cents, 69 and a half cents will probably drop. But you're still going to get the same amount of money because the penny brings in more. And I know that's very difficult to understand.
Yes, Ron.
Now, I don't want to interrupt. Jennifer, I appreciate your comment, but boy, I got to push back hard. And I don't come across being sarcastic or whatever, but the percentages doesn't tell you what you're getting in the sense of increase or decrease, okay? It's the actual dollar amount you receive each year that you look at that you actually have to spend. And that chart that Diane passed out gives you a great
step by step
that shows the additional amount of money, not less money, not even equal money, but the additional amount of money you receive is every year. And when you look at those numbers, my goodness, you know, if you go back to 15-16, you're 806,999 all the way up to the current year, and you're 858,000. That's per year.
Yeah, and an example of that would be like last year, your sales tax was actually about, what, 50,000 more?
No.
I mean, what they wound up getting was when we give them the penny and the sales tax.
During COVID.
Yes, but they got like the penny. We give them the 26,000 plus the extra sales tax they got, made about 99,000. Was that not right?
I think that's right. It was over at the bottom line. The thing of it is this, folks, and again, I want to be fair and treat people fair all day long because everybody deserves it. Y'all do, everybody deserves it. And folks, I can just tell you, when you look at and somebody looks at your notes and say, okay, the state said this fiscal year, you should have 2.5 funding from the county. That's what the state says, based on your ADM, average daily maintenance, which is your attendance. When they say that the county should be contributing 2.5 million, and you glance down there and you see we're paying above that number, we actually gave on the MOE equals as high as 3 million, and then you got an additional 319,000 for a total of 858,000. That's close to 30% more than what the state says that we are obligated to pay legally. And the state should know, we don't. The state's the one calculating and say, this is what Cannon County needs to operate your school system on. We don't make that call. The state tells us. And for the state that says you need 2.5, by George, we gave you $858,820 more than that. That's huge. So all I'm saying from a county commissioner's perspective is this. We're trying to, everywhere in the world, bend over backwards to fund over and above significantly, almost 30%. In fact, it was 28, now the number's actually higher, so it may be over 30%, more than what the state says. I got to push back when somebody says you're cutting us or you're not supporting us or you're not paying what you need to be paying or we're not getting our fair share. That is just not correct. That's just not right.
Let me say this on this right here. What I would like to see is I would like to see the what you said right here, the 1-4, put the amend of whatever it is you're suggesting. And if you don't want to do that, then tell me how much, like, instead of going to make it a 3% versus a 2.
I'll send you some options.
That's what I want. I want options. Because then we can bring it back to them and they can say, okay, that's going to cost you another half cent.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's another half cent for you to get these guys up, 100 cents for it.
And I understand that you guys give us more than what you have to. Trust me. You know that. We're told that a lot. But we told them we would fight for them, and we're going to fight for them.
I don't mind you.
But the fact that you guys give us more than what you're supposed to, the way our schools are structured takes so much of our money because if our schools were built different, we could have went down to Cannon County Elementary and one big school, big into two buildings.
But we don't have, our buildings aren't structured enough to hold those kids. We're good, I mean, we moved some out to West Side, but if those buildings would have been bigger, we could have moved the West Side kids into those two buildings. It's just the way we're structured, and we can only do one step at a time.
I know, you got to eat that elephant one bite at a time.
We do, and we're trying.
Much better this year, in my opinion, as far as explanation, all of that. And thank you for finance department for y'all digging in and getting actual versus projected. Ronnie, thank you, too.
Well, you know, I'm like, one more thing, and I'll shut up and just while I leave, all right? But I got to put this on the table because it's important for the school board members to make sure that they know what they're sure to do. But I just feel that I'm obligated to say it, so I'm going to say it. The trustee office, as of the close of yesterday business, says your general purpose fund stands at $7.2 million. Okay, $7.2 million in the general purpose fund. That does not include $1 million and $100,000 that the commission approved be taken out of that account to go to ESSER, so you can get your ESSER money spent and then get recovered. So if I add $1 million and $100,000 to that, which is legit, because that's where it belongs, and it's going to be put back into it, your general purpose fund actually stands, as of yesterday, $8.3 million in your general purpose fund. That's a lot of money.
We still have three payrolls to go this year.
Yes.
I apologize.
Yes. We still have three payrolls to go this year.
I apologize.
You're still going in with about $5 million.
Yeah.
I apologize. Karen.
Yeah. He's trying to finish.
Yes, because the cash flow statement addresses what Jennifer just said and what Diane will support, okay? Because this is from the finance office. Cash flow statements that are given by the finance office to the commissioners at our meeting, so this is as of the end of April that we received on May the 3rd, okay? As of April the 30th, the cash flow statement showed you have a balance of $7.2 million.
Plus the million and one.
Okay, I ain't got there yet. Okay, you can comprehend that again now. As of the end of April, you're sitting with $7.2 million cash flow based on the finance department. That did not include the $1 million or the $100,000 that's going back in. So as of the end of April, again, the finance department, you got $8.4 million sitting in general purpose account. Okay? Now, Diane and those good folks have projected that, which includes three more payrolls and all the stuff that they're aware of, but there's nothing unique about that. That occurs every year, okay? So they project through 6/30 that you're going to have a balance of $5.386 million from 6/30. Okay? You add back the million and the hundred that's going to go in, and that balance is $6.486, so we're going to go $6.5 million as of June 30. Okay? So, again, those are big numbers. Those are big numbers. That's a lot of money sitting in the account. That's all I'll say on your actual financial condition of your school system. Okay? That's a lot of money sitting in general purpose fund, which is your biggest account.
Wayne, did you have something to say?
I don't know where to start.
Well, they have a very expensive 5-year plan in the works. So I'm thinking, well, that sounds good. We got some building to do in some of these buildings. If that can be used later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
It can be used for that addition on Dilberry Elementary that hopefully will one day be the K-5 elementary school for the whole county.
So in my mind, it won't go that far.
No, it will not.
No. Well, one thing I'd like to say is on the budget committee and the commissioner, we approve the money, but we don't tell them where to spend it. So it's up to them how they dose it out. It's not up to us. Right. We just give it or we cannot give it.
You're talking about the school board, right? Or are you talking
about
the
school
board? So you're saying that they've got all these millions of dollars, the school board does, so it was their decision not to give us?
They have to have so much in fund balance. They have to keep so much.
About 500,000.
But they spend everything they got.
So I give you a million.
But we don't tell them where to give the raises and who to cut.
Legally, we cannot tell them how to spend the money once they approve the budget. They can do anything they choose to do with it, and we cannot tell them anything.
But just to make that point, make sure you understand, the state requires 3% of the operating budget. I'm sorry, you say.
Be kept.
That's 540,000. So I'll double it and give you a million, okay? Hold a million in this budget.
You still got five.
Yeah, you don't want to go below that at all, because you never know what major events could occur.
Correct.
I've got one of my friends, the son yesterday in Waverly. And, you know, Humphreys County's going through a big deal right now. He was asking me some things.
Bring me back some options. Okay.
Anything else? Anybody else got a question?
Nope. Thank y'all for coming. Appreciate it very much.
Hey, Jennifer, can you give me a total? Can you give us a total of what that would be?
A support staff?
Yes.
I'll get that to you with that paper.
I know. I'm doing okay. That's good. Yeah, it would be nice to get a raise though. Well, you know, we don't have to stay in line. You know,
I've been here a long time. I think I'm the longest lasting AM.
But we give them an increase, it's up to them how they spend, and we have no say in that whatsoever.
Because if I ever not drive the bus, I can't stay. I can't live off of what I'm doing.
Well, everybody deserves a living wage, you know. And gas prices are up for everybody, and insurance is high, you know. That's what I was saying. The kids doing okay?
Yeah,
that's good.
Like Tony, yeah, Tony got married, and he has a baby, 9 months old. Yeah.
A little girl or boy?
A boy.
A boy.
His name's River. He used to work at the sheriff's department.
I knew he did.
And I was looking at how much they're paying. They weren't paying that much.
No.
And he was there, like, he quit recently. When he started, he was on $11 an hour.
They're paying.
Okay, so have those options. Do they come back to the
I would need to go back, you know.
Or are they?
What's he doing? Yeah,
she'll get it back to us.
Well, he's okay, between
so does she have a day to come back to y'all?
Yeah.
Hey, Carrie.
He's gonna go. He's gonna try.
Does Jennifer have a date to come back to us with the options?
Yeah.
Well, I would like to see her next week because we got time. We got.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
She needs to come back next week.
So okay. They're gonna have another meeting on the budget before they come back to y'all.
Great question. I feel like
because I wanted it running from the board. But if they get the money they're getting from you, we get our raise.
That's the problem.
I wanted it writing.
We could give them.
Yeah. That's what I know. That's what I know.
But that's.
I know.
And Ronnie.
That's exactly what they've done. Is put the money in a trust.
No, he's
our asses on every day.
He's wanting his doctor.
For the kids.
We could give them 31 cents and make them a raise if they don't need it.
That's why I was asking if that total was for all the salaries.
Right now, yeah, it's just for these. It's not even for all of them.
That total, 31 cents, covers all the 2% salaries.
No, yes, plus whatever else they were doing.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
That's still not a raise what I'm making for 5 years.
No, I understand.
And I would go to McDonald's. But I have kids that I've been with for 4 years now that don't speak. That are nonverbal. People come up and ask me, how do you know what these kids want?
Because you've been with them.
They can look at me and I know what they want. I have one that won't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
She talks. But she talks to me. She can tell nobody else what she wants. That's where I was dealing with.
No, I think it's great. I think it's
and
great.
That was a slap in the face when they did it.
But I want you to know we can't tell them what to do or how to think.
That's what we want to
do. Here's another picture that is
Oh, that's good.
Okay, so we want Kurt to bring that back.
Yes, can y'all have that done by our next meeting? Because we're in crunch time. We got a meeting on the 3rd.
I'll have that calendar. That's what y'all meet next?
We made the 31st.
Thursday's next Tuesday.
Yeah, today's the... No. We made...
Are y'all going to kick this back?
What is today?
You're going to kick it back?
Yeah, we made the 31st.
Yes, that...
I think we should. Yeah, 69 and a half.
See, Ryan's making a good point.
I know some...
Yes.
We got grand sick.
Yes.
It grows every year.
And we can't tell y'all how to spend it.
That's why I say, give me some options.
Tony looks a
That guy.
We need you on the 31st. Our June meeting is June, that same week. So that's 2 days later.
The board can't act upon it unless they have a special call meeting.
We're actually going to, if I remember correctly, say we're going to meet on June. Well, that's fine. No, I was fixing to tell you, we're going to meet on June 2nd, and we're going to continue that meeting so that we don't have to convene. We meet June
2nd.
Yeah. But we meet at the 31st. The 31st. On that Tuesday. So that he's continuing to deliver. You're not too far away from it.
I told Michael.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing against it. But I really like my. This is great. Really like my.
What's that ball split?
My mama's side is actually.
We're probably.
Her husband's side. We're bosses. We're bosses. My great grandmother was a boss.
Wow.
My
grandma's
a boss. Mosses, no, what's this? Oh,
The raise was still at a dollar, right?
No, but last time...
No,
We talked about yeah. back down to 50 cents.
But that failed.
It did fail.
Yeah, it did fail. So it's still at a dollar.
Well, that's true. I didn't forget about that. It's actually still at a dollar.
That's what's in the minutes. Am I right or wrong?
That's correct. It's still at a dollar.
Before the next meeting, yeah. That's what he is right now. Because the 50 cents failed.
But all that is to recommend it to the full commission. That doesn't mean you're going to get
it. Well, that's true.
I feel that the dollar is where it needs to be. I truly do. And I would love, after that, I want to keep our current starting pay at $19 an hour. I don't want to move our starting pay.
So what's the highest paid deputy you have?
$19. You know what the lowest paid is?
Yeah.
$19.
So everybody's getting $19 across the board?
Yes.
Hey, I will say that the $6.
And everybody's taking a car home, no matter where they live?
Not home.
So when, because that's what I've been told now, have y'all changed that, or are you changing it, or what?
Well, they're going to surrounding counties. I have one that parks at Cobb County Sheriff's Office, just for example.
So it's a secure location?
That's what I was
or wondering. A family member's home or a friend's home. And they're not just pulling over on the side of the road. We had some that are in a boat storage facility in DeKalb County that live in Putnam County.
What about those guys in Grundy County?
They're not driving to Grundy County.
Where are they going to?
I can get you the addresses, but it's not Grundy County. I think we only have one that lives in Grundy County.
That's the K-9 guy.
No, that's Grant Laws, who lives in Manchester, okay. Two limits.
Okay.
Mitch Gilmore lives in Rutherford County.
Brandon King lives in...
Brandon King lives in Grundy County, who's not driving patrol cars.
And there's another one in there.
I don't know who the other Grundy County guy is, unless it's Jacob Durham. I don't know exactly where Jacob lives. I would have to look.
You got Durham, Lockridge, where's he living?
I honestly don't know. He was a McMinnville City officer, so I would assume somewhere out in Warren County.
Listen, I do have to say this, though. When we started in 2019, your top hat was $13.38
an hour. Trust me. I worked for the same $13.38 for 5 years because we hadn't had raised in 5 years. Before that, it was like a nickel. I mean, you know, it was very nominal. And so we've come a long way, and I applaud everyone who's been involved in that. But I still feel that and I'll tell you what happened. Our jump last year, it opened the eyes of surrounding counties, and they're jumping again. So they're going to beat us out again. So I feel if we bring that up to the $20 for our current employees, I think that will keep everybody there thinking, I'm busy.
Oh, okay. Somebody's getting an
article. I'll come back. I want to finish
it. Okay.
Do we need to meet?
There what? Is somebody out there spotting?
Yeah, there's a little bit of
an
argument in the parking lot.
Oh, dear. Hello, Judge-elect Cowan. How you doing, buddy?
Good, how are y'all?
We're just having a budget meeting.
We just saw a little spat up in the parking lot.
Well, what would you rule on it, Your Honor? Was it a fight or was it an argument?
We're just trying to recall some, maybe.
We don't want it to turn into a fight.
Yeah, I got you. Pretty heated over the schools, huh?
I thought we settled that pretty good in here.
Well, see,
we
they realized on the outside that they can get in the
That's right.
Just batter the board right now.
Oh, we're good.
Hey, did I make it on the board?
Yeah.
Are y'all done?
Almost. Close.
Here.
Oh, so I don't know if I'm on there yet.
You are?
Oh, I'm on?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, can I say that?
I feel like we've come an extremely long way. Like, we're getting there, but I feel that the $20 for our current employees will be enough to keep us comparable for surrounding. I don't want to start...
But is that just for 1 year?
I don't want to start a new employee at 20 an hour. I want to start a new employee at 19, just like we're doing now. I don't want to up that. We're full staff. First time we've been full staff, Darryl said, for 3 days, as long as we've been in the past, I don't know how many years.
I think we'll eventually have to start looking at helping out with the insurance or something like that.
Well, here's what I don't want to happen, and you know this happened in 2019.
Yes.
And we've talked about this before.
Yes.
We raised taxes 8 cents, which was $200,000, and in that next year, he turned in $300,000. We did not need to raise that 8 cents.
But nobody would agree on it.
Eventually, we would have needed that 8 cents.
We probably would have, but it wouldn't have went for that. That's the whole reason we did that.
I understand that.
They won't turn in that
money. I'm not saying that it didn't benefit us, because it did.
It did benefit us in a span, but it sure gave us some high chewings, too, I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm sure.
We couldn't get anybody to agree on a pay scale. Or a pay or anything.
I get it, but I don't want to come in here this year and you say, hey, I'm going to give a dollar, and then half of them don't get that raise. Because then...
Well, but they should be able to decide who gets
well,
raised.
Well, I agree with that, but we had some people that didn't get a raise at all that year that we raised taxes.
I feel like they got a raise.
Maybe a little, but it wasn't nothing like what was...
Having a finance department, which was not in place.
I think that everybody got a raise. I'm not sure.
That's why I
budget all the time.
I get them all to bed because I fully supported a finance department. They want that. Fully supported. And I get beat all to death, and I can show them year after year how much benefit that is. Because right now, you just sit here tonight and said 69 and a half cents will work on a budget that they have come and asked 31 more cents.
And it's the same crazy that I'll say whenever they gave us our budget this year. I said, this ain't going to work. You cut, 10% out of our deputies line. Like, this ain't going to work. Guess what? It's going to work.
Well, that line will be over, but
it will be.
You got money in other places. So yeah, we'll just cut it from.
I get it. That's why we needed this years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I looked at it and I said, this ain't going to work. But it's working.
I took him credit for it, he said. Because they were fully
a lot of this tonight, that I got educated today, was wrong.
Yeah.
I will say this, you know, I mean, he goes through.
He makes me mad, but he brings up some
pretty good points. He makes some really good points. He educated me today in a way that I had not been educated.
Yeah.
So it is, that's where it says, you know, it takes a village to make it all work, and it does. It's y'all, it's, but I'm going to tell you from a school standpoint, I'm not pleased with the way Douglas is not giving you accurate numbers.
Well, and don't beat up on him, because this is how he knows how to do it.
Well, then we got to train him a different way.
Well, and I was told, I did tell him, I said, I'm going to give him the numbers that I do, because I estimate, because your property tax is always more.
Right.
Always. And I'm not sure why he does it that way, but that's how he does it, and that's okay, but I...
But over the years, what that's done is that's drove our budget more than, they keep coming back saying, I need more, I need more, I need more, and then we give it to them, and in reality, is they didn't need it.
Well, I don't know what to say with that. I mean, like I said, I just think that's how...
I'm not trying to beat him up, I don't want to assume that.
Yeah.
I just, that's where I'm going to rely on y'all's actual numbers versus his projected maybe...
Are we doing something else?
Possible.
What?
We're doing, are we?
I'm sorry.
What are we doing?
You are fine. I beg for the dollar, I hope for the dollar.
Well, right now, I'm still in.
And if it ever comes back up, I just, please take that consideration. I probably don't have to speak to the full commission. I don't care to do that. Hopefully, 20 people won't turn around and look at me whenever I get ready to start talking. But I feel that's what it needs to be. I feel that would help us keep up. The corrections are, hey, that's,
let me ask you this question. Can we fund this on our own budget?
We can fund this.
We've got a brother for Kevin
Lieutenant
up there.
Did you hear
that? That was fire. Yes.
We fund everything at the dollar rate on the current budget without raising the tax.
But not the 30 cents
per school. Not the 30 cents per school, no. I don't.
So, I feel like.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry, dude. I can't.
That's $892,000.
I know. And they're already getting $800,000 more than required. Yeah. So you'd be looking at 1.6 million, 1.7 million more
over than their MOM.
Over the BP.
Back to order. Do we have anything else?
Let me just say this. So I would like to, on the 31st, I'd like to give you all a budget ready to present to the commission. And then, because they meet, y'all meet Thursday night after that. And then we'll give it to everybody.
Let them digest it.
And then come back and vote on it whenever we
decide.
Good
with that. That's great.
What did you find out today from the 30th is not a good day.
Okay, so...
31st is...
The 30th, I'm worried
June 30th is a problem.
So, if y'all approve it that night, I have to come back to the office and email it to the comptroller's office that night. They want it by the
30th.
Okay, so we need to meet
on the
29th.
So, if we could meet on the
28th.
And then if something happens,
I love that.
I won't be here then.
No, she's talking about the full commission.
Full commission.
Yeah.
Okay.
I say the 28th as well.
Yeah, let's do the 28th.
This will be the recess.
This will be the recess.
Yeah. Recess meeting.
We know you're away, right? But
when?
Aren't you away at the end of June? But you're nearby.
No, I'm leaving Sunday. I'll be back.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going in July.
Well, I'll just be at Smith's sign. Come back.
Okay. We just thought, in case something happens, it doesn't get approved, and we can come back. They want us.
What
to
do we meet the 27th? Do we need to meet the 27th?
27th would be.
I'd rather do
any of those days.
No, 28th, because I'm going to be off.
Okay. 28th is great.
And
28th is on a Tuesday.
Yeah. So.
And that's full commission on the 28th.
Yeah.
And still the 30th.
So on the 31st, I'll bring you back something to vote on. I'll email it to y'all ahead of time.
The 31st of May, you're going to bring it back to us.
Yes.
And we're going to meet then.
Yeah, the budget committee will meet then.
Okay.
Something I would ask, and I don't know if this needs to go in front of the budget committee or the full commission, is sometime between 22-23 budget and the 23-24 budget is trying to adopt some type of pay scale.
For y'all?
I thought you did that.
Well, but y'all didn't.
Those are just proposed other county pay scales.
Yeah.
That's what other counties are currently doing.
Because what we do is we say, okay, we'll just wait and see if we can afford it. That's kind of how we do it.
Well, so, we did it at the ambulance service, and it's based on training.
Based on what?
Training. Critical care. You have critical care paramedics, then you have paramedics, then you have AEMTs and basic EMTs.
But I don't think it's guaranteed every year that you're going to get it because I don't remember that.
Well, we've got paramedics much more than I did.
With their overtime.
With their built-in overtime, no extra overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not fussed about my pay.
I don't get the top pay in the county either, so you just have to learn to live with some of it.
I'm not fussed about my pay.
I do. I get $23 a month for this.
$23.16, buddy. Don't tell them different. That extra 16 cents makes a difference.
And you can probably go to Hardee's and get what I make at 91. I'm not complaining there either.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.